August 5th, 2020, the Feast of Dedication of Basilica of St. Mary Major, and Blessed Mother's True Birthday. Our Lady comes all in white. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. Today, dear children, make my joy complete by being united in the truth. Open your hearts and recognize the great urgency in choosing the truth in this upcoming election. Recognize that you must choose good over evil. Anarchy is not from God. Neither is the defunding of the police. My son and Papa God will not support you in such arrogant choices. They would step back and watch you fall in the failure of your choices. This is the truth. Therefore, do not listen to the evil promises of ambitious men. That is unwise and will lead this nation to destruction. Destruction is the evil agenda of powerful men who wish to undo the truths this nation was built upon. These unworthy leaders are trying to usher in a one-world order, which is impossible to achieve unless this nation is dissolved. These evil, ambitious leaders gain ground by fanning the flames of racism. I am sad to appeal to your hearts in such a way on my birthday. The world situation hinges on the outcome of this election, however. Plans are already afoot towards a dishonest outcome. Join me in prayer that these plans are revealed. Much can be revealed as to credibility in a presidential debate." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.